Hello everybody, Danny Miles back again. I hope that you're all well. I just thought I'd come today and talk a bit about my thoughts on the power of words. And I believe that words are indeed very powerful. Of course, images are another powerful way of communicating, and there are lots of different ways. Actions speak louder than words, they say, but I think in the right context, words can do even more, as long as they're substantiated by actions or other things. I thought about this because I was thinking about the Ability Gateway website and the fact that as much as I like to go out and meet people and interact with people, and I quite often try to instigate a connection, I've also been fortunate that the Ability Gateway website does seem to make people interested in what Ability Gateway does, or explains hopefully fairly clearly what Ability Gateway does, which naturally piques the interest of those who subscribe to the same aims or the same beliefs. And I was thinking about that in context of using the right language on the website and getting a message across succinctly, which is something I'm probably not going to do in this post because I'm doing it off the top of my head rather than sitting there writing it for ages and ages. But you never know. So what I wanted to talk about was that not all words are vital. You don't have to have the biggest vocabulary in the world, but I think it does help to have a set of words, a concept of language that enables you to express deeper thoughts or deeper ideas so that people can better understand you. So I'm certainly not saying that people who struggle to speak, who are maybe not confident enough to speak, or who are dyslexic or anything like that, I'm not saying that people in that position are lesser people. Indeed, I'm not saying that you are if you're somebody in that position, because I don't talk about people. Hopefully I talk to you or with you, not at you. But I think that it can be beneficial to learn a greater variety of words or a greater breadth of language if you are in that situation, so that you can explain your feelings and your situations better, so that you can achieve the things that you need to achieve by explaining to people what's going on, whether that's something that they've done incorrectly maybe to you, or maybe to explain what your desires are. Because, for example, taking something like football, and it's great to say, you know, I love football, football's really exciting. I'm being rather presumptuous here, but of course I like football, so we use me as an example. But say sport, or I think sport's great, you know, or the latest piece of music from, I don't know, off the top of my head, Rihanna. You know, I think, you know, Rihanna, this Rihanna song's fantastic. But then if somebody asks why, can you explain that? Now, your opinion, whether anybody else agrees with it, is quite adequate on its own because it's your opinion. You're welcome to it. But if you can't explain what's so great about it, it's hard to find other songs that you might like that people might know that you don't know. Or it's quite difficult to explain what you're searching for, say, if you're a musician and you want to play in a band on something maybe less leisure related. If you're trying to go for a job and you're trying to explain your qualities, you may know what your qualities are, or you know what you've been told your qualities are, maybe if you're have quite low self-esteem. But it's a different thing explaining those clearly. And in things like job interviews or presentations, it's very important to get your message across clearly and, as I said earlier, succinctly, so getting to the point. That doesn't mean you have to be brusque or brash with it, or aggressive, but it's being able to make people understand in a short period of time, because you don't always get very long. A CV is meant to be no more than 2 pages of A4 generally. A presentation needs to be captivating, not only visually, but people need to be interested in what you're saying, because you can have all of the most beautiful visual designs, but if people aren't captivated, don't even have to agree with what you're saying, but if they're not captivated by what you're saying, they're going to tune out and maybe just look at the pretty pictures or look at somebody else's maybe. So thinking about this, this is why I assist with creative writing, where again, a variety of language can be helpful. Picking different dialects depending on your character and different ways of speaking, because people naturally speak in different ways and use different types of language. But if you're writing a piece of fiction, or indeed transcribing a piece of non-fiction, and you're not sure whether to include hesitations and ums and ahs, which I do quite a lot, so please don't do it with mine, then it might be important to understand that person's style of speech. So that's one thing that I focus on, and also in ways of description. Some writers use very straightforward description. Some writers, and especially poets, have a reputation for this, although of course it's not exclusively the case, have a reputation for being quite flowery and descriptive, especially if you're going back to, say, Keats and people of that time. But as I say, it's also important on the job front, and it's important, I think, in family situations or situations with friends. It's okay when things are going well, because there's probably not too much that's detailed or deep to discuss. But when maybe a disagreement comes up, not only do you have to deal with your temperament, but you have to be able to assertively and politely explain why you think something a certain way or why you disagree with the other person. And even if your temperament's good, it can be frustrating for you as a person and for the other person who's unable to understand your point if you can't explain clearly what your thoughts are. Maybe you can demonstrate it by drawing a picture or something like that, and that's great, and that's a great pull on resources, and that should be applauded and nothing but applauded. But if you are talking on the phone, or if you're in a situation where you do have to use language, maybe because the other person you're talking to is unable to understand your pictures, or because you're quite out of the box and it makes sense to you but nobody else, then again, language is your only resource and your main resource really. So that's why when I do a lot of work in media and communication, as I say, not only creative writing but things like radio broadcasting, people who come in and know what they want to say on the air but don't know how to get it across, maybe the type of voice to use, but even if they've got the intonation and those sort of things sorted, knowing what to say can be very hard. How to interact with people, there may be people who see a message come in from somebody, an email or a tweet or something, and they know how they feel about it, but they don't know how to respond to it on the air in an appropriate way. So all those sort of things I think are very important, because what you say on the radio or the television or in any sort of media really, as I say, written, printed media too, or of course online forums, chat rooms these days, all those sort of things can have a great impact on how people perceive what you're saying about them or to them. And that can instigate a whole raft of different consequences depending on what happens. So I think this is really important. And if anybody would like any assistance with communication or language of any description, including things like proofreading for grammar, spelling, or even just context of, you know, whether something fits. So copy editing, proofreading, anything like that. You know how to get in touch with me, just in case you don't, of course. Danny@abilitygateway.co.uk or on Twitter, we're Ability Gateway. And of course, we're also on Facebook, www.facebook.com/AbilityAware is our Facebook page. My personal Facebook account is www.facebook.com/AbilityGateway. Or if you'd like to use those old fashioned spoken words that we've just been talking about, feel free to contact me on the mobile 07926972762. As Bob Hoskins says, it's good to talk. So till next time, enjoy doing it yourselves. Take care. Speak to you soon.